Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest joining me for this hour, I believe, is Jabba from Babylon Decoded. Jabba, welcome to the program.
Hey, Vinnie, how are you?
I'm good. Were you actually named after a Star Wars character?
Yeah. No.
No.
But okay, everybody compare it with this. No, I just get that from a friend and I keep it.
Okay, okay. And you never lived in a hut at any point in your life?
No.
Jabba not in a hut. All right. Okay. Well, why don't you just give us a brief explanation of who you are, what it is you do, and, of course, make sure you plug your website first so that people can go and look at that while they listen.
My website, you mean?
If you have one.
Yeah, it's BabylonDecoded.com. That is my way. And the same with Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. I had a band, a reggae band, for 20 years. I was in the music business, but I was a singer, a leader, but I want to play the drum first, but we didn't found a singer, so I had to start to sing and put myself in front of stage. And I made the music a little bit different, where we was like more a group. We was between 10 and 14 on stage. And I really want to have like the musician side. I'm more musicians than singer. And I made a song also with a DJ called Yves LaRocque. And we made a song that calls Rise Up. My dream is to fly over the rainbow so high. And I traveled to around 40 countries to perform and also to observe the world. That is a little bit my story. And then I decide, really, because for me the music business, the music was gone, so it was only business left, and I also had to leave that. the whole change in the music business. So also, like I told you, the music business get hijacked, like everything what people could make live or happy or anything. And that's why I really had to quit, also because I had to go out of my country to continue really to make my music happening. And I didn't want to make that. I wanted to stay with my family. And since then, I just start to continue my research about conspiracy. And since 2 years now, I'm fully like investigating. And since beginning of year, I start really to talk out.
Mm-hmm. What made you decide to get into this kind of thing? Like, you said something there that I thought was very powerful, is that the music business, the music is dead and only the business remains. Could you quantify that?
You know the song Video Kills the Radio Star?
Yeah.
That is exactly what is happening. It is from the moment that MTV start to push the whole artist, the music was gone. So, like, all the focus is on the artist. And as artist, you don't really make a lot of music. I was like, I was making that 100%, but also, of course, I was leader of a band and stuff and everything. But I made maybe 1.5 hour in the week I made music, and the rest of the time I was sitting around to try to organize, to make things happen, and to make interviews and make this and that and that. And the people start to say, oh, they see me on the TV with my band, and they say, oh, now your band is working. But I say, hey, man, I'm since 15 years on stage. It's not because I'm on the TV, I'm suddenly an artist. And that is exactly what is happening. It is like all the media, all that thing is like focus on the artist itself, and the music is dead. So people watch the guys. If the guy is like ugly, or he's not like the one they want to see, his music will not get up. That is like they say in Germany, you need to put boobs on the album. So they me was like, I mean, the tip, we really arrive with that Gangman style where you can say like, music is really dead. There is like, it's nothing about the music anymore. And it is only, it's only the image and the hype or like that thing. And that is hijacked. That is, of course, because for me, music is very powerful. When I start to listen to Bob Marley with 10, I didn't speak a word English. And with 16, I still didn't speak English. And I got all the message what he was singing in his words. So I get that through music. And music is like a, it's a frequency, it's a vibration, it's the intention you give into the music that will reach out if somebody listens to that. That's why I never made any video clips. I refuse really categoric. Also because I was talking about also like about conspiracy or a new world, a better world, or how like maybe a new topic world. And this message is very powerful. Only like only the song Rise Up I had and went through the whole world. That is maybe a simple message, but that can make something in the people. They if they listen it that over and over again and again. It's not the word. It's not the music itself. It's really the intention you put in the music. And that is the same. If you see like Beyonce and stuff, they put like all the devil stuff in inside. That is for sure. That is vibration. For me, everything is vibration. So if the people are in a bad mood, they spread a bad vibe all around them. If they are good mood, like Winnie, not all the time. Yesterday, you was not on the top.
No, yesterday I was on the bottom rung of the mood ladder.
Yeah, me too. I just get declared a bankrupt yesterday too.
Really?
So, welcome to the club.
Okay.
Yeah, that is Switzerland. I will talk about what is Switzerland because you have a little bit the Swiss week, right?
Do I have the Swiss week? No.
Yeah.
I know.
No, but yeah, you had the Sen Ross, yeah, Monday, right?
Sean Ross. Yeah. I did. Yeah.
That's why I said you have the Swiss week. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So,
how did you get declared bankrupt, man? That is so nuts.
Yeah, that is.
Unless you don't want to talk about it, in which case, that's cool,
of man. Course. I just talk truth. I will tell everything, and I can explain it quite quickly. The thing is, the whole world is under UCC law. The whole world is under UCC law. Even if somebody kills somebody else, we don't talk about justice. Okay? All the laws in each country is a coding from that UCC law. Uniform Commercial Code. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, when what is happening is that we are considered as person, right? And if you look, everybody can look on Wikipedia what a person is. A person is a being, such a human that has certain capacities, attributes, a personhood. It's a mask that the Latin actors used in theaters of Rome. That is really, we acting something for the system. So anytime we agree to acting this this person, we taking charge of this person. Because if you read the law, there is not human being. They never talk about human being. They talk about person. And that is what we have. They give an identity to us, without that. We didn't choose that identity. And, what is happening? So anytime, I have to start with the point. In Switzerland, we are born sovereign. Okay. If everybody can watch in his birth certificate, if his birth certificate is in capital letters, full capital letters, what is probably yours, and all other Commonwealth countries, when your birth certificate, your name is written in capital letters. You know that with the capital letters?
Corporations are written in capital letters. Diminution maxima.
Exactly. That is what is happening. In Switzerland, my birth certificate is all in minima, 100%. And that is only in Switzerland and in Germany. I ask all my friends around in Europe what kind of they have, and they have Media or Maxima. Spain, Portugal, they are Maxima. That is because of the treaty convention and everything. So what is that's why Switzerland is very important, and everybody have to understand that Switzerland is not rich because everybody confuse it with the Red Cross. And everybody give his money to Switzerland because they think it's the Red Cross. No, Switzerland is not the Red Cross. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the thing is, in Switzerland, everything that is born or created is sovereign. In Switzerland, we have all the international organizations presented. All. They are all in Switzerland, even UN, FIFA, and you can check out. And the thing is, organizations with which Switzerland has concluded a headquarter agreement, a fiscal agreement, or agreement on privilege and immunity. That is for 100 and 100. That is UNESCO. That is WMO, Organization of Meteorological Healthcare. All organization, international organization, have their headquarter in Switzerland. And this because Switzerland is sovereign state. If you create something, you are sovereign. That's why Switzerland is protecting the Pope. That's why all the embassies around the world are sovereign. They're on sovereign land because UN is based in Switzerland. They give the legal, I don't know what, to give them sovereign land in the whole world. And that is the whole corporation, and everything is coming to Switzerland. That's why Shen is very right in what he is saying. And that is like really the templates, and everything is coming from here.
See, now the whole Geneva, Switzerland motif makes a whole lot more sense.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think if the people would read the Geneva Convention, they would realize that since the World War II, we are still in war. We are still in world war. That's why human rights are not respected. That's why everything is not respected. You can accuse Bush of manslaughtering, he will be free. And that is exactly what the trick is happening there. And that's why the Swiss people will never make a revolution. It's like, if you look like the world, most, they make like which is the best country in the world? You have Norway and you have Switzerland. And you cannot even imagine how the people are brainwashed here. They will never make a revolution against, never. Never, never, never.
Is there even so much as a protest going on anywhere? Like, have you ever seen anybody with a placard saying, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe in that. I personally don't believe in any demonstration because we are giving them importance of what they are doing. What we have to do is really to say, no, I don't participate in that anymore. I'm not that person. I'm just the administrator of that person. So they cannot come to you. You always ask a judge or a policeman when he asks you something, because you're always allowed to ask questions. You just have to be polite. And if you ask him a question, do you respect the fundamental human rights? And then they will say yes. So anytime they come back to you, from human to human, you always get the first article of the human, because that is the only one who really work. The first article of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That is the only one that really work, because nobody can really judge you, cannot aggress you, cannot do anything with you. And also in the original Declaration of Human Rights, it's written everyone, and if you go to the UN website, it's written person. So they always trick. Law is only trick, and that is exactly the same like with the capital letters. What is happening, the people don't see it. This always is just happening as illusion. But if That is the problem. I'm in Switzerland. If I have my birth certificate with it and somebody come that where the name is not written the same, I will say, no, this is not like this is on my birth certificate. I want my name written in minima. And they can't, because they can't write you a bill with the name in minima, because the application is already done that the family name is written in capital letters, so they cannot send you any bill. And that is what is going, and what is going on now. Like, is this the biggest phone company want to charge me because of a bill that I didn't pay? It's not that big. But the only thing is that I don't have even a network with my mobile phone here where I am living. So they don't cover my place. So I have always double bill because I have to call back or anything. And I didn't agree with that. I didn't want that they're going to charge me for that. And that's why the company is coming to me now. And I just will go up to each court until I will hopefully win the case.
All right. Well, if that's the case, we'll be right back after the break with Jabba from BabylonDecoded.com. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening into the Vinny Eastwood Show. I must say, I really, really appreciate all the different awesome guests like Jabba that we get on the show. And what's interesting is that when you've got really awesome various guests, you actually have really awesome various listeners as well. I love it. We'll be right back in just a few minutes, folks. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand. I guess everybody's really familiar with New Zealand now. We've got dwarves, hobbits, and in some cases, giant beasts from the Black Abyss, shrouded in flames and mystery, called a prime minister. My very special guest is Jabba from Babylon Decoded. Welcome back, sir.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
And you also have Winnie.
Yeah. I come up with all these Jamaican jokes, you know, based on the word mon. Like, you know, what do you call a Jamaican pair of sunglasses? A monocle.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Respect.
And what do you call a Jamaican system of government? And monarchy.
Monarchy. From Buckler.
I thought they were rather clever, you know. I do come up with really lame jokes like that. By the way, anybody listening, there is a jokes page on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. So if you go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and you look down on the left, there's a whole bunch of little links and stuff there. One of them is jokes. And I've come up with many, many, many original awful jokes that you can read through and laugh about. It's quite funny, actually.
I will check that out.
Now, we were going to be talking about OPPT. I've heard from, maybe 10 people have sent me emails or Facebook messages or something, or mentioned it in a conversation about OPPT, and I still have no idea what it is.
Okay. When I discovered it, I was like, really like, oh, this is it. That is like how I get into it. I was really like, because I hear from somebody else who was already talking about it and explain it and everything. So I tried to jump in it, and it is very difficult to understand. It is, you don't get it. You have to be, I don't know what you have to be exactly. But the people who jump in it is the mostly people who not really wake up since long time. I mean, I I'm aware of what is happening since 20 years. I read the Bloodline of Illuminati 20 years ago, and I think that that guy is just nuts. You had him also, Fritz Springmeier, on your show, and the people who are jumping on OPPT, they first have no idea about law, and they are not really awakened. And that is a huge problem. For me, it was a huge problem because from the beginning, I just ask questions all the time. I'm really curious. I want to know everything. I want to know how it happened. I want to know where it comes from and blah, 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 blah. So just to explain OPPT in a few words, OPPT is a trust, a bond. And three people, three trustees, they declare that everything is in that trust. All people, whole humanity, whole nature, and even the creator is in that trust. In a UCC trust, in that, yeah. UCC is commercial law, 100% commercial law. You have that is the most lowest law you can have in the whole system we have today. So they declare all corporations illegal. They say the BIS bank, all the Federal Reserve and all that thing and stuff is illegal. That is not working anymore. And we will shut down with over that OPPT. We will make full disclosure and everything is coming back to the people. That is the main idea how they try to push it through. Now, the problem is, if all humanity, nature, and even the creator is in a trust, a trust is a piece of paper. No values, no rights, nothing. So, if we are going really into that, you can bring down the corporation. I believe that. I think it will take very long time. But you can take down the corporation. Now, who owns the corporation? They are sovereign. They are sovereign. They have sovereign passports. Also to know that it's not only Switzerland who is sovereign, but the whole Vatican, all the City of London, all Washington, D.C. is sovereign state. And there are private people. Private people are sovereign people. That means everybody is sovereign, by the way. That is, if we talk about sovereign, it's just about the legal case we have on this world. We are not sovereign anymore. By the way, everybody can check in his passport. There is a P, and that P means pauper. That means poor guy, impotent, slave. That is the P in the passport, but just by the way. But back to the OPPT. Now the thing is, they ask people to subscribe, to use their tools, to use their paper, and contracting in UCC law, you don't need a signature. That is very important to know for the people. In UCC law, you just need your agreement. You just need to say, I'm opt-in, I'm free, and everything in capital letters, and boom, the contract is done. And what this really means, that means you are contracted now to that trust. You lose all your citizen right, everything, fully 100%. Today, every time we are working with the authorities, police or the judge, we have to give our consent all the time, each time. But with this OPPT, everybody give away his land, his thing and everything and put everything in that trust. That is how it's happening, because the trust is empty for the moment. So where, if the people are opting in, and again, what I'm saying about OPPT is just like the last 2 months, I study OPPT. We also create a group that is facebook.com/onepeoplespublictruth and not one people's public trust, because trust and truth is something completely different. A trust is really a bond and a piece of paper, a value. Now what is happening? If everybody agree to that OPPT in that trust, then the corporation own us all in once. the corporation itself is down. We have chaos completely. And that is the goal, what they want to do. Well, also what is to know that is 7076, that is the number of that trust. And they say that was creation of America, not constitution of freedom or
Declaration of Independence.
Thank you. But it's not that. It's the year of the creation of the Illuminati.
And on May the 1st, I believe, according to the records, which is internationally renowned as a satanic holiday, which incidentally is World Socialism Day. It's called Workers' Day. It's called Workers' Day.
Workers' Day, yes. Slave Day. Perfect. And if you take 7076 plus 13, the lovely number of the Illuminati, you come to the French Revolution. And French Revolution was triggered exactly what they do now. They want to create full whole chaos out of everything and take down the whole corporation and everything. And we are just straight away in the FEMA camps and in all that shit. And that's why also the Swiss people are just kept well, not that well like me, because if not, I would not talk out like that. But to most of the people you talk around, even about simple stuff, not even big, it's not possible. And always what the people say is, no, the government would not do that to us and we would see it on the TV. Well, so back to the OPPT. The thing is that this trust is talking about very weird stuff in different interviews, because I have to say I read a lot of these documents. I hear a lot of these radio shows. We are really investigating what is happening. I would like to come back a little bit later once in your show, even if it's just for a little bit, because I'm investigating fully now. I even contacted the guy who made this declaration to take down the whole thing, because it comes back to Switzerland, with the guy who is in Panama, who is searched by Interpol, who was not in Switzerland since 40 years, and he put his fingerprint on the main document of that OPPT. So investigation is on, and it's very interesting what is happening. But I would just say to the people to know, what is UCC law? That is very important, that they get the main information what UCC law is and how UCC law functions. That is the main thing, is very important. And secondly, in UCC law, you don't need a signature to contract. You just need your consent. And when the people are writing on their, because OPPT is asking that the people are putting their picture on their website with their name on it. And if the people don't see that, it's so obvious. And a lot of logos, if you turn them around, you have pyramids inside. You have stuff. It is very crucial that that this thing is coming now up. And so many people get catched in that. Mostly people are coming from religions, and they have to believe in something, and they believe in OPPT, because we are getting tricked out with that one people's public truth. Because we was named trolls, we just was asking questions on OPPTN. That is all. We just ask how this can function, how this can function. And the corporation is not possible to take with UCC law, the corporations, you can take them down, but not the sovereign, the owner, the puppet master of the puppets. You can take the puppets down, but the puppet master will be the same, and they will own everything in once. And that sounds very much New World Order for me.
So you think that there's a possibility that OPPT might actually be a sort of a way to capture those people who understand how the system and how it's meant to try and own everybody and deceive them by getting them to consent to everything being owned by the New World Order. Is that about right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's very tricky because it sounds really like the revelation that the corporation come down, that the new world will coming and shifting into to fifth dimension, and they take off all the new age. And even if you check the new age, what is really who is what and where and who is saying what? For me personally, it is the manipulators are the most manipulated. That is for me a very important point, because I think even the ones who are in that OPPT, they don't see what is really going on. They are used. I see that they are really used for something, and that they, if you check a little bit the background of all these people, they are not what they are trying to say what they are. And that, or even in the interviews, if you listen to that stuff, and so many people ask so many questions, and they cannot answer. I was in the beginning, I sent to Lisa. I was in email contact with Lisa. She answered me. I say, how you want to take with UCC law the sovereigns down? And she say, yeah, you have to trust, you have to wait, and the thing will come, and for the disclosure will come, we will announce, and we will take the Pope down, we will take the Queen down. And I was like, hey guys, calm down. It is impossible with UCC law. You cannot take this kind of people down. That is impossible. In the law today, you cannot be everybody in UCC law. And what they are saying is that we are coming back to common law. But what is happening between? You know what I mean? We give everything away to like the lowest law where you can defend yourself. And then we make full disclosure what is not possible with that UCC law. And then we go back to common law. But no, because the ones who own that all that trust is not the people. It will be somebody who is on sovereign state. And that is all what is happening also in America now with that underground tunnels, that huge building and that all that stuff. They are preparing for something. It's obvious they are preparing for something. And now, who play really what kind of game? Even the Freemasons. We don't really know what is really going on. But I think the conspiracy is way bigger than just like on Earth, some guys who just manipulate some other guys. I don't think it's that. It is more, for me, it's more a question of energy floating, and you can go down or you can go up, and that is you to how to choose. But you can go very deep and you can go very up. I think that is a little bit what is happening.
And then you go down and back around, because history repeats itself over and over and over again. And I think that I'm really concerned of people who propose solutions. Ironically speaking, you know, like, I'm less concerned about people who are exposing the problems than I am about the people who are proposing solutions, because that's how the New World Order actually works. It creates a problem, then through people's reaction to said problem, they then propose a solution, which obviously, usually, universally benefits them and only them. That is why I'm very concerned about it. Doesn't mean I don't want solutions. It just means that I'm not willing to follow anybody who's proposing them to a large degree. We'll be right back after the break.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. We're on at 5 days a week, going out live 5 till 7 Central Time, 3 till 5 Pacific, and 6 till 8 Eastern. And I believe it's about 11 till 1 p.m. local UK time, and European time, midnight till 2 a.m. So if you're a conspiracy theorist, up late, listening to very, very scary things, this is the show for you. My very special guest is Java from BabylonDecoded.com. You know, for some reason, the whole concept of music with you has really kind of struck a chord with me, and I keep going back to that, the music business, and the music is dead, and the only thing that remains is the business. And I think, like, we were just listening to, say, what was his name? Bob Dylan there, you know, the times they are changing. And I've been talking to some of my elders, and they lament that the Bob Dylans and the Janis Joplins and the Jimi Hendrix and all of these, and the John Lennons and what have you, these people who really changed the thinking of a generation, don't exist anymore, right? Not in the same form, at least. And I've talked to a number of musicians on this show, people who are, in my opinion, supremely talented, yet nobody knows about them.
Mm-hmm. No, that is also, I made a song, and I was very, very, very lucky, because the song came, really, how it worked, it was like, we was both unknown, the DJ more than me. I put my voice on a song, and that song went around the world, and I just saw how the things went. It went just to the right person on the right place with the right song, with the right mood, with the right lyrics, with the right thing and stuff. And boom. And that was really like, but there are hundreds of thousands of songs like that out there. It's really just because it was the hype on the right place with the right touch, with the right flower, anything. And the right person who was motivated to and believed in it, and boom, it went up. It went even earlier up than what they want. They even had to pre-release it because it was already in the clubs and stuff up. In France, they even missed the release. The people had already, because they release it too late, and so the people just download it illegally and everything. And the download is one part that destroyed a lot of artists. But we have to understand that it is the music industry who want to keep the CD as long as they can, because they knew that when it goes to download, it would get really cheap. And in a way, I also think they want to destroy the whole market, that they just can put the artists, the ones who are really work with the Illuminati or with whoever is up there who want to give their things. And we also, one of the best example, I think, is Michael Jackson, because he was manipulated by the Illuminati big time. He get lyrics from guys to sing and stuff, and then suddenly he realize what he is doing, and then he wake up, and then he want to talk out. I think in the last tour he was ready to talk to a lot of thousand people, and I think that should not happen. That is definitely something, at least with Michael Jackson, you can really, really be 100% sure, because he put even his stuff in the video clips big time, and he put the finger on it. It's not like that he promoted like Jay-Z or all the others are doing. Even the new clip of Justin Timberlake. Also, big time Illuminati symbols all over the place. Even like the parents who making this handshake. Oh, it's big time. But what the thing is, like you said, it is really when you put intention to a music, that can reach really the people. And that I wrote also from Fritz Springmeier in the Illuminati book, that they will come to everybody. They will hijack everything what people are interested in and where they could get wake up. By the way, vaccines are there not to pollute your body, like you say, the mercury and stuff that is, of course, and the aluminium is not good for the body. But it makes that the kids don't have fever. And high fever is the only way you can wake up the right side of your brain. Okay? That is high potential energy for humans to develop their thing. I have zero vaccine. My kids have zero vaccine. We are never sick. We are never sick. That is, my parents already knew that. My grandfather already knew that. And my grandfather was somebody who hired Jewish people in France and in Switzerland, and he was in the revolution. And he also gets bit on him when he said that what Hitler is really doing. And the people around were saying, yeah, crazy. And he had to hide. My grandfather had to hide because he was talking in the time. And he saw the thing coming. He was in the war and he was like in the resistance. So it's very important that the people who have still the free speech that they have to talk out. The people don't realize that. It's less and less countries where you really can say what you want. Here I'm fully 100% by law. They cannot tell me. Because I don't accuse anybody. I think everybody is victim in that whole conspiracy. Everybody. Everybody, even the manipulators, everybody is like in that kind of trap to and over the darkness. But I think what a really important point in that whole conspiracy thing is solutions and the positivity. Because a lot of conspiracy theorists, they are really going in that dark ground. They're going to in the rabbit hole, but they don't find out anymore.
And you get what you pay for, in other words.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And one really important thing is that we have emotions and we have feelings. Emotions coming from the head and can be manipulated. Feelings cannot be manipulated. And if you really know what your feelings are saying, then you always have the truth. Because your heart always know, but the brain disturb the whole thing.
You know, there's something that also strikes a chord with me as well, because you know, I sing and write songs and do it with my friend and stuff, and it actually it is really about feeling and a sensation when you're thinking about something, when you're singing about something, when you're coming up with lyrics. The whole concept of how you felt at that moment is almost the very baseline by which you structure the song, even more so than the beat or the rhythm.
Well, I have a theory why also I have a little bit a different background than the most conspiracy theorists, because I was not in that matrix for my first 12 years. I grew up in a private school. We was a big family of 250 people. We different people from different places, different language, different handicaps, different issues, everything together. And that for us was the thing to do and or to live. And for me, the outside world didn't exist until my 10th, 12th years. And I jumped really into the system and into that whole thing. And I could never understand it. I could not understand money. I could not understand authority. For me, it was out of life concept. So I try my best to conform to this, but I never reached that. I was always broke. I was always like, if I had money, I just give it out to anybody. but for me, I just did all my decisions from my heart. And that is a very powerful thing that the people have to understand. I just can make a little, I call that thinking with the heart. And thinking with the heart is, a baby can say no and yes. It cries or is happy. It's nothing else. It's yes or no. Your heart don't can tell you stories about anything. But what it makes is put you in a lower state. When your heart is in a higher speed, your vibration is lower. Okay? And when you are calm, when you are until meditating, your vibration is higher. And vibration is frequency. Everybody can check that out. The heart frequency and all that shit. And we are 70% water and 99% water molecules. If you change the water, if you say asshole water, then the structure change in the water. If you say I love you water, then the water is changing. And that is creating a magnetic field around us. And this one can make that your right brain, that stimulates your right brain. That means there is not impossible and all that shit anymore. There is possible suddenly. And as more as you are positive, more you have in, you are in a higher vibration. And that is what we have to reach. We really have to stay in all situations as positive as we can. And because we are spreading, and when the people, when I start to speak out, I say, I want to change the world. And you cannot change the world if you don't change first yourself. But if you change yourself, we are part of the whole universe. That is what I think.
Eloquent words, sage advice, and BabylonDecoded.com. That's what we've got from here. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I hope you go to BabylonDecoded.com and check out some of the research, some of the music. And it's a heck of a lot better than I'm Mac to some biatch, with my 22-inch rims and I'm doing the cocaine. Blah, blah, blah. You know, that kind of stuff is just terrible. Like, my car, my radio is fracked, so I can't get any higher frequencies or anything, so I can only get, like, my FM, which is 24/7 Illuminati-loving rap, which is terrible. I hate it. All right. Well, thank you very much, Jabba,
thank
for
you
your
so
time.
Much. Thank you
we'll
so, so much.
We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.
Stay positive.